Brandon Huberts is with The Brick in Peace River. He joins us on the line today. Brandon, thank you very much for joining us. The Brickley the Bear is making an appearance at The Brick. Comments on the fact that he's here.
Yeah, so Brickley Bear, this is a huge event right across Canada. Brickley was introduced to The Brick line quite a few years ago. It's basically every bear that's purchased, which the dollar is $20, will be donated to our local stallery, which in turn would be Edmonton. So last year we had this event. We were going businesses to businesses asking for donation, which a lot of appreciation and a lot of support from the community. We were able to sell 225 bears last year. It was quite astonishing. So this year we want to have another go and see if we can beat those numbers. It doesn't just have to apply to Brickley bears in general. There is direct donations as well. So yes, we're very happy, and we support this because, as we all know, right now, especially with the healthcare system, it's really a hospital that helps probably more children and then we all know. I know that my daughter has been there. I know quite a few good friends. Their kids have also been supported by the stallery as well. So we totally believe in this from a local standpoint to the Brick in general as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the Children's Miracle Network is the beneficiary of this campaign, and it really hits close to home, doesn't it?
It does. Like I said, I've got close family, close friends that have used this, and it's amazing work what these guys do. So I always find that if it's a broken leg, it's a broken arm, sprain, anything, we will be supported by the stallery every time.
Now, you've got an option, if I'm not mistaken, to either keep the bear if you purchase it or donate it for Toys for Tots. I mean, whether you keep it or whether you donate it, how heartwarming it is that those options are there.
Yes, I completely agree. Last year, we donated quite a few to Toys for Tots, and then actually, which it's funny, I was given a phone call just recently. The hospital has also finally ran out of the donated bears from last year. So I got a call just replying to if they could, if we could potentially put this draw on or this donation to get them some more bears, because obviously heartwarming feeling when the kids get to have a bear after surgery or whatever reason that they're there. It definitely gives them more of that warm feeling and makes it a little bit more comfortable as well.
The reactions you get from all the people who either receive a bear, get a bear, or just make a monetary donation to the Children's Miracle Network, how appropriate is it that the Children's Miracle Network gets these donations and the reactions that you get not only from the customer but the kids themselves?
It's amazing. Even when we don't have this event running, like, obviously we have Brickley Bears here at all times, but from last year's event that we did, I think it's really put kind of a time stamp on how important this really is. Kids come in all the time asking for bears. We're donating them to them as well because obviously it's something that's important to them as well.
River Country at Kix FM is live on location at The Brick on Monday. How good is it to have the community involved in this, and how optimistic are you that the campaign is going to go well?
Again, like I said, I want to make this an annual thing, and every year I kind of want to goal set it to increase our numbers. We will be doing coffee and cookies at our storefront on Monday. I'm very confident that we'll be able to hit the numbers. I'm actually nervous we won't have enough bears. Again, it was a struggle to get the bears that we had just due to the fact that just the vendors that we order from, there wasn't enough. So ideally, I will be trying to figure out if this is what we have, and if we do sell more, then I will try to do an additional order as well so that we can hand these bears out.
And besides the bears, of course, and the coffee and the treats, hey, it doesn't hurt to do a little Christmas shopping, doesn't it?
I agree as well. We've got lots of promotions going on right now that we can definitely help anybody out and anything that they're looking for.
Brandon Huberts is with The Brick in Peace River. Brandon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much.